The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
And of course, it is that time of the week when we are joined by OTB's Mick McCarthy to look ahead at the coming weekend of sport. Good evening to you, Mick. Of course, the big game maybe is about to kick off in about 3 hours' time.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Yeah. Shamrock Rovers versus... No, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
Bolt versus Waterford. Yeah, yeah.
Don't even encourage him, Mick. Don't even encourage him.
No, it's... I don't know if we would have been as excited 2 weeks ago having this conversation before the England match, but there's a new lease of life, really, isn't there, in the Irish team after that performance in Twickenham. So it's almost like the rest week in the Six Nations has kind of kept it going a little bit longer. Wales this week, if they do go and win that Triple Crown showdown with Scotland next week, it feels like suddenly there's just that bit of life and energy into kind of supporting the Irish team again. So it is a big one tonight.
We had them not quite written off, but we were all saying, oh, they're in transition. They're not what they were. It was all of that kind of talk. And then, as you say, at Twickenham, it was like something shifted. It was like they were the underdogs. It was not expected. And then it wasn't just a win. It was a decisive win.
Yeah.
But
it was a rout.
There is inconsistent. What was it? 42-21? Like the biggest win ever, twice the score. But there is a bit of inconsistency there, though, too. No. Is there any reason to worry about Wales? I mean, Wales have been rubbish,
None.
But they've been rubbish in fairness. But Ireland has been up and down.
They have been, absolutely. Look, last year with Wales, we were in this position where, some people got in trouble for making some glib comments about...
some people on off the ball.
Some people on different time of the day than me, Shane. Yeah,
should I not have said they were rubbish?
No, absolutely not. They have been dreadful, to be honest. But they did, in Cardiff last year...
Half the Welsh fans left during their last game. They were like, they weren't sitting until the end of the match. The Welsh aren't supporting them.
They should have beaten Scotland.
Should have beaten Scotland.
That's the funny thing about it, is that they've been absolutely terrible in their first two games against England and France, and then they should have beaten Scotland, and they didn't, though. And that's the thing. And there's always a performance. And funny enough, Wales' performance last year was against Ireland in Cardiff.
Should have beaten us last year,
and they didn't in the end, but they should have. But they're going to come over here. It's very, very different coming to Dublin. I feel like they've had their good performance. There's just not enough there at the moment for them. They've got a very little strength in depth. They've got very little ability to change things. They've got four or five maybe top class players. The thing you're saying about Ireland's inconsistency, though, is an interesting one, Ciara, because one thing that I think really stood out to me with Ireland's performance in Twickenham, there was almost a kind of, do you remember who we are element to it? There was a sort of a, everybody's talking about Ireland as if they're, they had a little bit of a moment in the sun, but ultimately aren't that good. But Ireland have been a very, very good team for a long time. And they came out and said, there's no reason to think England are better than us because they went on a little win streak.
Was it, they said, do you remember who we are? Did we need to remember who we were?
Possibly, yeah. And there's been a bit of that. But also, Andy Farrell has done something that he's never really done and Irish coaches traditionally haven't done, in that he is just bringing players in. He's picking. It's five changes for this game, after a week off.
I was curious about that. Why is it that he wants to freshen up things and keep things fresh for the game against Scotland? Or
possibly,
why did he make so many changes?
I think one or two, but also I think he's looking at it and thinking, I don't want the starting 15 here. I don't even want the starting 23. I want a squad of 35 that I pick from.
So
looking ahead to the World Cup, absolutely. And something that Ireland haven't done in the past. And if you think about, if one thing about the inconsistency that Ciara mentioned, it was also a staleness. And you certainly can't say this team is stale now anymore, because even though the players that are coming in aren't necessarily young, Jacob Stockdale isn't young as such. Robert Balakoon, who's been the star of the tournament or the breakout star of the tournament, is 28. So these guys aren't exactly babies, but there's a freshness to it. And even such, there's five Ulster players starting today. There's seven in the 23. There was zero this time last year.
Wow.
And that is, and Ulster have been good, but they haven't been amazing. But it's just this idea of you're picking the players that suit. There's going to be a freshness if you're bringing players in from all of the provinces, as opposed to just Leinster with the odd person here and there. It's brought in the base. And it's only been one game. We wouldn't say, if you judge the three games so far, you can't say it's been a successful campaign. But if this does build to something, then it feels like we're back and we can start looking forward to the World Cup.
All right, so Ireland for the win tonight?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is just a fascinating day in the rugby, because you have Italy have been in the Six Nations since 2000. They've had up years and down years, but they've beaten everybody except for England. And this could be their chance. This could be their chance. It's the best Italy team I can remember. Ireland did not play very well against them in the Aviva Stadium, but Italy didn't really let them and could have maybe won that game.
A disputed try as well that they had.
Absolutely,
they made us nervous.
And like Brian Driscoll was in with us and saying there was no way physically that was a forward pass. That he was telling us the science mumbo jumbo that I couldn't understand.
I've looked at the video about 10 times. I still don't understand. I mean, to me, it looked forward, but I don't get it.
I know, I don't either. But the referee probably should have understood it, or the TMO. But anyway, Italy, very, very good. They beat Scotland in their first game, deservedly. And then even against France the last day, and this French team could be unstoppable, there was a 20-minute period in the middle of the game that let them down. Other than that, they were fantastic again. So they have a real chance here. England are in crisis after getting hammered to Scotland and hammered to Ireland. They've made 9 changes for this game. So
make the difference, though? Because England, obviously, in a bit of disarray. But in the same way that we say, do you remember who we are? England could say that about themselves too.
Yeah. Yeah, they could. Like, I mean, and England will have the talent there. And even they're bringing in like Finn Smith, who hasn't been thought of in a year. But he's a brilliant player and he's exciting. Something could click for them. But what I mean is, though, Italy just won't be pushed over in the way that they may have been in the past if the other team reaches their potential. And that's an interesting place to be.
Really briefly, can Scotland do Ireland a favour by beating France? It's unlikely, isn't it?
You just don't know what Scotland and Murrayfield. It just feels to me is that France are on that another level this year. And their ability to score from anywhere is just going to be, which could make this game brilliant, because that's one thing Scotland can do. It could be very exciting, but I can't see France not winning it.
Okay. Netherlands against Ireland. The women's team must be so frustrated. Like, we're played so well against France, but ultimately just came up short.
Yeah, it's a really brilliant performance. And, you know, could have won the game, should have got a draw in the last minute, like absolute chaos and unbelievable off the line. And unfortunately, Denise O'Sullivan, who had that chance at the end of the game, isn't going to be playing tomorrow night. And it's a massive loss for Ireland. It really is.
Lovely player.
She's one of the marquee two along with Katie McCabe, but always really hard to replace player. She hurt her knee during that game, strapped it up, played brilliantly, but she's not going to make it. This is an away game, very, very different. They had an unbelievable support base in Tala on Tuesday night. That's not going to be there for this game. But at the same time,
it's a very tough fixture.
Yeah. They're in a very, very difficult group. The aim of this group is to get through it, possibly try and finish ahead of Poland in third place and get a slightly easier playoff for the World Cup. It's a weird system where they're in League A of the Nations League, which is kind of a World Cup qualifier as well. It's all very complicated, but it's about having those performances. Being able to live with the likes of France and the Netherlands is what Carla Ward's team are looking to do at the moment.
Just remind people, Mick, who's top of the League of Ireland again?
That would be Bohemian FC,
that's right.
Shane.
I'm surprised that slipped your mind, Shane. I really am.
What's the featured match?
Well, we won't be doing Waterford and Bowes. Maybe we should be. We should be chasing the top of the table. We're going to do Shamrock Rovers versus Derry City tonight,
which should be
a really good game. And both teams need a result tonight as well. Both have not been happy with their form so far this season. There's another big Dublin derby as well on tonight between Shells and St Pat's. So it's actually a really big night in the League of Ireland. So we'll keep you up to date with all of it and the rugby on Off the Ball tonight, but the live game will be Rovers versus Derry.
And JD bringing us through the FA Cup weekend as well on Saturday and Sunday.
That's it, yeah. JD will be here all weekend. Lots to look forward to.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that, Mick.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.